All right. I have my next player lined up here. Nikki, hello.
Hi, Coach Dave.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome, thanks. Doing really, really good. It's a thunderstorm here in Toronto with lightning and everything. So my little dog who's next to me, you may hear her bark occasionally. She coaches
All
next
right.
to me as well. Yeah.
That's so fun. What breed of little dog do you have there?
She's a poodle schnauzer.
Wow.
Yeah. They call them schnoodles. Yeah.
Schnoodles. Okay.
Yeah.
A schnoodle. There you go. That's
yeah.
Nice. That is awesome. All right. All right. Well, Nikki, this is great. So thank you so much for stepping up to be my player. It's really awesome.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. It's truly awesome. Yeah. I'm truly blessed, so thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your big game.
My big game is to recruit players as clients. I'm starting my own private coaching business, and now I'm getting ready to recruit players. Yes, to recruit great clients.
Love that.
I've been coaching for 2 years. Yeah. Do you want me to give some more details or?
No, that's good. I've got enough to go on right now. This is
awesome.
Really good. I love this game. It's one of my favorite games in the whole wide world.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit about what's not happening. Like, is there something specifically that you think you really want to be doing but you're not doing it, or something you're resisting or avoiding or powering through? What seems to be not happening?
What's not happening is me telling the world that I'm a coach.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it's what's not happening is me communicating and sharing that I do this. And that I can help people. You know, I can help them play big and win their game. There's just a resistance there in I put it down to networking originally. Like, I would, you know, try to find a networking event and find myself, you know, in the coffee shop down the road. So I've only been to one networking event. I find myself shying away a lot from those. And even little things like the basics of, like, sharing on Facebook. Like, I tried to do something very simple of just sharing little insights, sharing what my lessons learned during the day on Facebook. It's just, yeah, it's just not happening.
All right, got it. So this is good. So you've highlighted two game actions that
right.
you think would be effective. One is to go to networking events or opportunities to, you know, like business networking type of events like that, and talk to people and share with them what you're doing.
Yes.
So that's one game action. And then another game
yes.
action you've highlighted is sharing on Facebook your insights and, you know, highlights through the day as a way of potentially attracting potential players, or at the very least, sharing, like you said, with the world that you're a coach and you're awesome.
Right. Right.
All right. That's good. That's clear. Which of these two do you think would create bigger results?
The networking events, for sure. So actually getting myself to a networking event, you know, like consistently networking, like
yeah,
starting
right.
to network, and
yeah.
then consistently doing that would be extremely powerful. That would probably be the one thing that would totally shift my game.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. So tell me a little bit about the picture. So the vision you have is you go to a networking event, and then what would you want to have happen? Like, what is the result you're playing for?
The result I'm playing for is a connection with the people there. So connecting, getting to know the players. Really connecting, and then sharing information at the end of the connection. So.
Okay.
I would be feeding the room the energy, because I go with energy, and okay. I would fill the room with the energy, and go to the players that I'm drawn to, and
yes.
And connect with them, and just share.
Got it. Yeah. I totally get it.
Like, I don't have to close the deal. And before, I was thinking that I would have to close the deal. And that was tremendous pressure. I was like,
yeah, that's just hitting home runs every time. Like, that's just
right. It's like going on a date, and saying, "Well, will you marry me?"
The first time, will you marry
right.
me? Right, exactly. No, I get it. So this is good though. But even just the idea of going and doing this thing you can do of reading the room and connecting with someone, sharing, like, you are capable of doing this, but something about it is creating a block. You're not free. You don't seem free to do it. Your freedom is somehow restricted.
Right. Like, I've only been to one event. Yeah, since January, right? Yeah.
Wow. And you live in a major metropolitan city, so there are plenty of events that you could go to.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's tons totally. Every night.
Yeah, like every night.
yeah.
Like every night, you could go somewhere. All
right.
So
right.
This is brilliant. It's beautiful. I really appreciate you, because this is a very common scenario. And so it's beautiful to get a chance to coach through it, because we can create insights for you and possibly also for lots of other folks at the same time. So that's really sweet. All right.
Cool.
So let's go for some inner freedom around networking. That sounds awesome. So most important thing always when doing inner freedom is to remember judgment-free awareness. So in this case, what that will probably mean is, as we get talking about this, you'll have a thought or you'll have a feeling, and what your reaction to that might be would be like, well, that's stupid. That doesn't make sense. Like, I can talk to people. Why would I be afraid? I'm not afraid of talking. So you might have a fear pop up, but then your mind will try to talk you out of it.
Right.
So what we want to do is just be really open and curious and judgment-free. And if you have a thought like, oh, I'm afraid of talking to people, you go, oh, I just had a feeling like I'm afraid to talk to people. And then we can explore it. So you might not have that exact one, but what I'm giving that as an example to not judge whatever comes up, because it might be the clue we need.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Awesome. Yeah. Cool.
Hey there, Coach Dave here with you. I hope you enjoyed the first part of this coaching session with Player Nikki. Do you want to listen to the rest of it? I hope so, because it's really juicy. All you have to do is become a member of Coachville, which is free, or log in to your Coachville account. Click to the member homepage and find the Real Coaching Resource Center. There you will find this coaching session in its entirety. You will want to fast forward to about the 8-minute mark to pick up where you left off. Thanks so much for being a member of our tribe of unstoppable world changers. I hope that listening to this session will make you a better coach for your team and your dream. We will talk again soon. Bye for now.